Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
Hey, beautiful teachers. So what I'm sharing with you today is an excerpt from a live call that I did for members recently. So if you remember, you can watch the video version, the full version of this in the training library now, if you didn't get to attend live, that is. But if you're not a member yet and you want to hear a couple of the questions that I answered for members, tune in and let's get into it. So the first question, I've been working with a student for the last year or so, and she is 8 years old. She can identify the names of the keys on the piano out of order, so like randomly identify piano keys, what the number means there, and can identify note values. It took her some time, but she is now able to associate finger numbers with the correct fingers. However, I think she is discouraged by her continued attempts at note reading, just middle C to treble G, and I'm not sure how else to approach her note reading to help her master the notes as she reads them. So I thought this was an interesting one to pick out because I think it's very easy to get into this trap. Let me know if you've had a situation like this where a student is just progressing slowly with reading skills and is getting there and you can see the progress, but they are still reading the same level or what feels like the same level of materials to them. To me, this is about diversity of stuff in the lesson. And I'd love to hear your thoughts too. But to me, this says reading is maybe the only thing happening or the biggest thing happening rather than being a small portion of this lesson. And that's what I would be trying to do with this student. So I would be doing things by ear, things by rote, and things by reading. Three sort of separate things going on, as well as improvisation and composing. And a lot of those other things will actually support her reading skills because some of reading is coordination and being able to come up with the right finger for the finger number, right? All of those things are not just about seeing what's on the page and doing it on the piano. And I think introducing more variety into the lesson is going to feel better for her. She's going to play more interesting, wide-ranging music. She's going to make more progress with reading, ultimately, because she's going to be a better musician overall. So that would be my take on that. In terms of the specifics of reading, like if we're stuck with middle C to treble G, that might not be helping her the most, but it's up to you as a teacher and what method book you like to use. So since this member hasn't asked about that, I'm not going to advise about changing method books or anything like that, but maybe look into it, see if there's a bit more variety, a method book you could be using that has a bit more variety, because it's not necessary to be stuck in C position. Even if the reading isn't going super smooth, there is variety available within the reading sphere. Okay, as I say, I'm happy to answer questions live, so keep adding them in and I'll prioritize those. Here's my next pre-question, and this one's a bit longer to read, but it's worth it. I've just started the teacher tracker and have decided to finally tackle something that's made me feel inadequate for years. We all have something like that, right? Let me know what yours is in the chat, what it is that has made you feel inadequate, whether you still feel that way or used to feel that way. The member continues, I have no memory of ever having been taught any kind of technique when I was learning beyond curve your fingers. I have to say, with my beginning lessons, my first teacher, I feel the same way. I don't think I was taught anything specific about how you move your body and how to use your body to play the piano effectively. It was just curve your fingers. Let's go. I had never heard of arm weight before I joined the online communities, and I've never been taught pedal use or anything. Fairly confident in my own technique as I've figured it out over the years, as a lot of us have had to, right? But I don't have the vocabulary or confidence really to teach good technique. I have a lot of beginners at the moment, almost all primary school age, that's elementary school for Americans, and I can see their fingers are tense, sometimes stiff, flying pinkies, pressing hard for a forte, or just playing loud all the time. I remind them, I use imaginary, remember the apple in your hand, the mouse hole under your hand, etc. But I don't feel that they take this on board. They do it for a few bars and then we're back to where we were. I'm also pretty certain that they give it no thought at all at home. I already have the beginner's technique webinar to watch. Can anyone point me in the direction of articles which outline what are the most important techniques to instill, ideas of how to go about this? I think I back off too quickly when my explanations don't get a result because I'm not confident myself and I don't know how to explain why this is important. So, as I say, a longer comment, but I think really interesting and something a lot of us will resonate with, right? Not being taught technique and therefore figuring it out on ourselves, but not having the vocabulary to express it because we weren't taught it, or we don't have a formal understanding of it, or, you know, we feel like maybe there's gaps, so we just feel uncertain, even though maybe there isn't, but we feel that way. So what to do? I think the best simple advice I can give to this one is to follow the what's now called the Supernova Skills series. So this started with the Technique Liftoff book, which is a group of six exercises. And if you're going to do just one, do that. It's basically six very straightforward technique exercises, which cover the vast majority of student problems. And it starts with just single notes and using arm weights, like arm drop. It progresses from there using very simple techniques. This is a whole series now, so there's ultimately, I don't think they're all out yet, but there's going to be five books. So there's Zero, which comes before Liftoff, and that's like warm-ups you do away from the piano. Then there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Those would be a great foundational way for you to understand at least how somebody, me, sees step-by-step technique development. Not technical exercises. They are technical exercises, but each one is a very specific technique. So they're not like variations like you have in Dozen a Day or something like that. Each one is a separate thing, and maybe it will help you to see the progression and how we're moving through those things over time. So that's my number one thing. My number two thing is going to be check the bench, check the posture, check the foundations. So if you feel like you're lacking in your own foundations with technique, you might not be confident, and you might feel like there's something I'm missing and I don't know how to explain this, and it might be simpler. So yes, there's a lot of nuance to technique. There's a lot going on, and it's great to dive into it and learn more. However, when you're trying to fix a student's technique and their pinkies are flying up or they're tense and stiff and there's this and there's that, start from the foundation. Are they sitting correctly? Like, are they the right distance and height? Very simply. Are they then using the right posture? So are they sitting up tall and proud? Not stiff, you know, too stretching themselves up, but sitting nicely tall, sitting on the front part of the bench, all of those things. And when they raise their hands to the keys, do they sag their wrists? Because that's a huge one. If you're noticing fingers flying up, it's often that this is dropped down and therefore the tendon is stretched and therefore the fingers can't operate in the comfortable way you want them to be able to operate their fingers. Start with that, checking that with your students, and at the same time, go through the Supernova Skills series, which if you go to any one of those books, it will link to all the other books. It's not hard to find them all from there, and sort of use it as a course for yourself. Understand, or try to understand, and ask me another question if you're not sure why each one exists. Because I put each one in that short series for a very specific reason in how I see technique development going. Not all the way to, you know, advanced playing, but the foundational basics, if you like. There's a reason for each one of those, and I put them in that specific order because that's how I see students developing technique best. I hope that helps. Rachel asked, advice for teaching twins. Do you put them in the same method or different? Okay, teachers vary on this. You could fight with me in the chat if you like. I personally do not put siblings in the same method book almost ever. Not just twins, siblings. I think this may be coming from a youngest of five. I have four older brothers. And so I'm very aware that when you are the youngest or when you're the younger one, you can feel like you're constantly chasing the older one. And I don't want my students to compare with each other in that way. Also, the even worst case scenario is that the younger student overtakes the older one. Now, that's not for twins. Obviously, they're the same age. But competition. Ugh, no, I don't want that between siblings. And I want a variety of music in the home. There's no reason for me to put them in the same method because I'm happy to use a variety of methods. So no, I would first, if you're just starting with these twins, Rachel, I would start with them, do about a few weeks at least, 2-3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, with no book. You can use the online from the outset course, or it depends on their age. You can let me know if you want advice on how to proceed without a book for a few weeks. But online from the outset, it's designed for online lessons, but it really works for all lessons, and it's a great starting point for a general nondescript age student. So you could start there and then and vary the rote pieces, so like sub in different rote pieces for each twin, and then you'll start to see their strengths and start to see their style and what they respond best to as individuals, and then you can pick different books for each of them from there. Hopefully that helps. One of the awesome benefits for Vibrant Music Teaching members is that they get an exclusive member magazine every month. This magazine brings together our blog articles in a way that is digestible and super actionable. If you want to become a member and get the magazine as well as all the other benefits, you can go to vmt.ninja to sign up.